is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
I know, it sure seems that the air is never going to get better. They keep telling us it's going to, and then they keep revising that and saying, no, it's not going to get any better today. It'll be better tomorrow. So, I don't know. This is getting real old, this awful air. And I guess just another symptom of this 2020, this year that just keeps on giving. But it is our open lines program. It's open to anyone to call in and tell us what's on your mind, 360-676-5464. And we've got a caller on the line, and let's go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you, Joe?
Very good. And
oh, good.
Yeah, now, Kat, and is your last name E?
Last name is I am the mother of Bria Block of Linden.
Uh-huh.
And Bria suffers of a constant intense pain from CRPS. And Tessa McLeod interviewed her on KGMI on Monday, and I'm just so grateful for that interview. I wanted to say thank you for putting her on the air and for the community for its generosity.
I'm so glad you called for Bria. Yeah, and I'm so glad Tessa was able to talk to her. And tell us about this condition, CRPS. What is it?
Okay. It is an illness that occurs after a minor injury that is caused by a dysfunction of the central nervous system, and it causes severe pain. It is really on the McGill pain scale. It is at the top. It is as if you had an amputation without medication. Like it is that severe. Uh-huh. And what makes it so extreme is it's 24/7. It is really difficult to live with.
What's the cause of the pain?
Mm-hmm. The nerves. It's like they have rerouted themselves. And they cause amplified pain wherever the injury is. And so what we have found, why we're here today, is we have put up a GoFundMe because we have found a clinic in Arkansas called the Sparrow Clinic, where they're able, I'm not a doctor, but they are able to reroute the nerves so they stop causing this amplified pain. And if you go to Sparrow Clinic, if you Google it, they are having live videos of patients that are just doing incredibly well. There's an 84% rate of remission for patients. And so Bria needs to get to Arkansas.
Yeah. And so I take it that this is a surgical procedure where they go in and somehow reroute the nerves around the injury?
You know, it really is not. I don't understand it all, but there are like 9 different therapies that are given, and they are really stimulating the central nervous system. And the different things that they're doing with the nerves, it really helps the body heal itself. It's pretty remarkable. Dr. Katinka has written a book around this called The Burning, I think it's called The Burning Limb. So.
Uh-huh.
We're very grateful.
Oh, I can only imagine. If she can find some relief, I just imagining what just what agony each and every day has to be for her, and to try and have any semblance of a normal life when you're experiencing that kind of pain, it's just unimaginable.
Yes, her husband is just such a caregiver, such an amazing guy, and what he says is Bria's reality is a very cruel one. Her life revolves around so many episodes of debilitating pain, and just the support this far in the GoFundMe for Bria has just brought us all to our knees, and we're just so appreciative.
Uh-huh.
And so we are at the $16,350 mark, so we have about $53,650 to go.
Uh-huh.
They will have to take 12 weeks. Living in Arkansas, and David will need to go as a caregiver, and so it's a big endeavor.
Yeah. So I take it that insurance doesn't cover this procedure?
Insurance does not cover, and that's why we're having to ask for so much.
Yeah. Oh, golly. And do you have any idea how many people suffer this? What percentage of the population experience this?
You know what? I'm not going to remember that. You've got me nervous here on the air.
That's okay.
But it is not as rare as you would think. If you look up CRPS, it is not as rare as we would think. I think it's kind of a silent illness, kind of an invisible illness, and that's what makes it hard.
Well, the very best to Bria and to all of you, because this, of course, she is the one who suffers with this pain, but her husband and you who love her and care so much for her, it's just, it takes so much out of you know, for you folks to get through each day too.
It does. Our hearts broke for her and we wish we could take it for her.
Yeah.
So if the community would like to Google pain-free Bria, Bria is spelled B-R-I-A. They will have a link to the GoFundMe, but we also have a Bria Block donation fund with WIKU where they could send a check if they wished.
All right. Well, good luck. And once again, it's pain-free Bria. If people just Google that, it'll take them to the GoFundMe page.
Yes, it's one word. We just appreciate it so, so much. She really wants to give back to her community. And so we really think there's a hopeful future for Bria. So thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Catherine. I'm so glad you called. And once again, the very best to you and your whole family, and especially to Bria.
Thank you. She loves that. Take care.
All right, you too. Thanks again. And oh, boy, that's just what an experience for everybody involved there. You know, it's just another example that how drastically people's lives can change and completely be altered when just become such a burden. Just each and every day can become such a burden. But we can all help and work together to help her and help each other. So that's kind of what we're about here on KGMI Connects. We'd love to hear from you. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back with more as we continue here on this Thursday.
You may have noticed that many of your friends and neighbors are driving new Subaru Outbacks, and you may be starting to wonder, why don't you have one? Stop by Dewey Griffin Subaru and check out the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback with features that include all-wheel drive, up to 33 miles per gallon fuel economy. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% on all 2020 Outbacks. Dewey Griffin Subaru. Community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru-certified tire and service center in the county.
Hi, I'm Karen Trudell with Nimbus Real Estate. Our real estate and property management teams have over 60 years experience. If you're buying or selling a home, we can help. And when you choose Nimbus, you'll always find integrity and expertise. We care about building relationships with clients and community. And that's why we're so proud to sponsor Wild Bird Charity and their vital work feeding school-aged children in Whatcom County. For exceptional brokers with community values, contact Nimbus Real Estate today. Find us in Blaine and at nimbusrealestate.com.
Everyone hates overpaying for something. People already paying too much in taxes, then all the other services holding people hostages to high rates, home internet, cable, utilities, and then there's your cell phone bill. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile want to charge you for data you'll never need and so-called perks you probably won't use. So there's Pure Talk USA, because Pure Talk gives you the exact same coverage, same towers, same bars, but costs you half, with no contract and no excessive fees. Right now, enjoy unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigabytes of data, all for just $20 a month. The average person is saving $400 a year on their wireless bill. Stop paying too much to big wireless providers. Grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager. When you do, you'll save $250 off any iPhone, including the new iPhone SE. Again, that's #250, keyword Dennis Prager.
The heater's out again. What are we going to do?
Call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating.
This house is so drafty, we're going to freeze.
Honey, it's okay. Let's just call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating and...
If there was only a simple solution, someone we could call.
There is one, and it starts with Cliff and Jeff and ends with...
Wait a minute. I've got an idea.
Call AirTech Heating? Yes, sweetie. I think that sounds like a great idea.
Call AirTech Heating and Hydromechanical at 734-5010. They're online at airtechheat.com.
Are you on Medicare? Medicare's annual enrollment period for January effective dates is coming soon. This year, more than ever, you might want to review your Part D drug plans or Medicare Advantage plans to be sure you are maximizing your benefits and finding the plan that fits your needs best for 2021. Whether you're new to Medicare or have been on it for years, the agents at Vibrant USA are here to support you. Give us a call or find us on Facebook or at vibrantusa.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464, 360-676-KGMI.
Buying or selling your home, Nimbus Real Estate is ready to help. Their community-minded staff is ready to serve in your next step. Contact them today at nimbusrealestate.com. We appreciate their support here on KGMI Connects. Well, plenty of time to take your calls, your thoughts, your ideas here on KGMI Connects. But first, another way you can help. Well, if you're a parent here in Bellingham and Whatcom County, you probably have heard of the snow goose from your kids. It's a marine science education vessel here in Whatcom County, and it just does amazing things for our kids and could use our help financially. And joining us now is Dan Linden. He's captain, chief mechanic, I suppose maybe even the cook and bottle washer aboard, huh, Dan?
Oh, yeah. I've done many roles as a captain owner.
Well, tell us about the Snow Goose, first of all. It's a 65-foot vessel?
Yeah, Snow Goose is a 65-foot vessel. It's built in 1973 and operates marine science education programs for middle and high school students in the fall and the spring.
And my daughter was bummed out. She was a sixth grader. She was supposed to go out last fall, and it was a really super windy day, and so that was rescheduled for the spring. And, of course, with the COVID situation, everything was shut down, so she missed out last year.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, we had to cancel, I think, one or two trips last year, and she must have sadly been on that trip. And then COVID came in and much took the entire business away.
About how many students do you take out on excursions each year?
Well, each class, depends on the class size. Typically, a class is 25 to 30 students. So annually, with the fall and the spring trips combined, Bellingham Public Schools and Whatcom County Schools have a combined total of about 1,500 students. And we're not a snow goose, and we beat the record of past years last year in 2019 with, I think, 1,550 students getting out and experiencing Bellingham Bay.
And what do they do when they're aboard?
When they're aboard, the students run through four stations with the ultimate goal of stewardship of Bellingham Bay. And in those four stations, it's all hands-on science. We take them to four different sites out in Bellingham Bay. And each site, students will sample a variety of things. One of the stations is plankton tow. The other one is water quality. And another one is watersheds. And the final one is navigation, where students get a chance to learn about Bellingham Bay's nautical features and actually end up driving the snow goose under my watch.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, what an experience. How did you get involved in this?
Well, I was a school teacher for 10 years, and I liked school teaching, I got an itch to try something new. Bert and Sue Weber, who are still friends of mine, started a science program years ago in Bellingham, and they were at a point in their life where they wanted to pass it on. So I saw an opportunity where a vessel was for sale. The the boat was going to leave Bellingham, I convinced the boat to let me see if I could get some financial backing from the bank. And 2 weeks later, I ended up purchasing the vessel. And then the economy tanked back in 2007 or 8. And I had to continue teaching to make ends meet. So for 5 years, I taught and ran behind the scenes of this boat, just where I hired out all the employees to drive the boat for me. About 7-8 years ago, I decided to retire from teaching, move my career over and just run a full-time job.
All right. Well, and that's an amazing thing. And you do you do some teaching in Alaska with the boat, too?
Well, Alaska is still a fun, it's still a educational opportunity, but it's more geared toward adults. And the Alaska charters are 10-day charters, 8 to 10-day charters, where we take guests from one port to another and try to get deep back in the wilderness as possible and take them on excursions in kayaks and skiffs and in the on the snow goose so they can learn about Alaska. And it also provides financial support for the school program because the school program, while it does provide a great opportunity for students, it is pretty much a break even if that thing. So the snow goose does cost quite a bit to operate.
I can imagine, yeah. And now it needs some repairs and some upkeep, and you're hoping to raise some money from the public.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. I've never asked for support before. I do have a private donor in the community that supports the Snow Goose Science Program. But that's she bases that on a per kid participating, and she still supports that. And I hauled the vessel out of the water to save some dock fees and insurance fees that I could reduce. And as I hauled her out, I noticed the hull was in need of serious repair. So we're going to take the hull and hopefully strip all the old paint off and start fresh so the steel will last longer in the future. The boat will last even more. We also had some fuel tank issues that I'm addressing.
All right. Well, people can help by going to GoFundMe. Save the Goose is the site, and we'll put that on our website. And hopefully you'll come up with the money. You're aiming for $55,000. You're on your way to that, but it's a very worthy cause. As I said, so many kids have had an opportunity to just get a whole new educational experience just because of you and this boat. And we've seen you out, seen the boat there in Squalicum Harbor, and it's a beautiful craft, and hopefully we can help you keep it floating.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I think I'm amazed at the support I've received thus far. And the community really is rallying around us, and my Alaska travelers are coming to the table. And I hope I do reach that goal, because with the COVID-19 and my ability to not actually run the vessel, it's quite a financial draw. So, again, I do appreciate everybody that's put even the smallest amount into the GoFundMe project. It's very heartwarming to see that happen in our community.
Well, thanks to your commitment, for your commitment to our kids as well. And Captain Dan Linden of the Snow Goose, thanks for joining us and good luck.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Well, the Snow Goose currently in dry dock, and so it's not there in the water. You used to be able to, you know, I'd be down riding bikes on the path around the marina and see the Snow Goose dock there. But now it's in dry dock, so it needs work on the hull, and they need to redo the propellers and, you know, keep them something that they can do to keep them, you know, from marine life from attaching themselves to the machinery and all that stuff that they do with boats. So it takes some extent. It's a big boat, and it takes some extensive work to keep it floating. And it does such great things, and, you know, just to get the kids excited and interested in science and focused on our environment here locally. It's just a really cool thing. So another thing you can help out with there, the Snow Goose, or with Bria, and the condition that she has been living with for some time now, and just terrible. You just imagine it, just being having this constant searing pain, and you just you know, life would just be difficult at best to even to get through the day would just. I don't know how she does it, but hopefully she can raise the large amount of money. And it's unfortunate that that sort of treatment wouldn't be covered by an insurance plan when it's apparently sounds like it's about the only thing that's could possibly be effective. Pain medication not effective against that sort of thing. So really, really awful. But so you can find out more about both of those issues, about the snow goose and about Bria, and at our website, kgmi.com. We'll have links to where you can go to help with their GoFundMe drives. And GoFundMe, it's a good thing. It's an opportunity for people to reach out to the community and for the community to step in and help specific people or causes or organizations that might need help, need a financial hand, and really a great thing, a great development. Another sign that with the digital age and the proliferation of the website, the internet and even social media and interaction. Social interaction on the internet's not all negative. There's a lot of negative and bad, but there's a lot of good that's come out of it. And so that's the thing, is it's a double-edged sword. It can be so good and so productive, which was always the intent, I think, of those who found it. But like anything, it can be used in a negative way and in an unproductive way. And others have found ways to do that. So, but does that, we can't let that negate the good parts of it and limit those good parts. So see how that all, that whole thing washes out. I mean, look at communications on social media has done. It's been really enlightening, and I use it mostly more than anything now for just kind of keeping up with what people are talking about and things that are happening in the community. It's a great way to do that. It can be confounding and maddening at times because of what you see and the repetition of things, certain things that you see on social media, the nonstop politics and the back and forth and the anger that's expressed can be really frustrating and really a turnoff. At the same time, it's if you look at it the right way and use it the right way, it's sort of like you see, like we've talked about before, you see somebody on the street, you're driving along, you come up behind somebody who's got a bumper sticker that is completely and just the opposite of what you think or feel or believe, and what do you do? Do you honk? Do you go crazy? Do you flip them off, or do you just say, okay, that's how they feel? I'll just keep going on my way and keep feeling the way I'm feeling. But we'll have time to take your calls, your thoughts, your ideas. 360-676-5464 is our phone number here at KGMI Connects. It's open lines from 4 till 5 each weekday. We'll take a quick break and be back with more here on KGMI. 0676-5464.
Hi, I'm Karen Trudeau with Nimbus Real Estate. Our real estate and property management teams have over 60 years experience. If you're buying or selling a home, we can help. And when you choose Nimbus, you'll always find integrity and expertise. We care about building relationships with clients and community. And that's why we're so proud to sponsor Wild Bird Charity and their vital work feeding school-aged children in Whatcom County. For exceptional brokers with community values, contact Nimbus Real Estate today. Find us in Blaine and at NimbusRealEstate.com.
At Carpet Liquidators, this is Mohawk Smart Strand Month. Our Bellingham warehouse is full of Mohawk Smart Strand Silk Forever Clean, the most durable, easiest to clean carpet on the planet. In stock and ready for immediate installation. Right now, purchase any Smart Strand product and we'll install it in your home absolutely free. See store for details. Free installation during Smart Strand Month and only at Carpet Liquidators. Locally owned and operated since 1988 with six Western Washington locations, including Bellingham on Bellisphere Parkway.
There is a growing divide at the White House between the president and his top health experts all over a coronavirus vaccine. Our Ben Tracy is covering.
This source tells CBS News that CDC Director Robert Redfield and Dr. Anthony Fauci no longer have a real voice at the White House, and that the coronavirus task force meetings have become a show with no meaningful outcomes.
It was yesterday Redfield said a vaccine would not be available to the general public for about a year from now. The Justice Department is reportedly emphasizing that federal prosecutors aggressively go after demonstrators who cause violence, and even sedition charges could potentially apply. Loyola Law School's Laurie Levinson.
It's not at all clear that it will help, even if they can bring these charges. For one thing, the jury pool that would decide these, even in federal court, come from the local community.
And obesity is on the rise. The CDC says 42% of Americans are now considered obese. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Did you know indoor air quality is 5 to 6 times more polluted than the outdoor air? And with homes being transformed into offices, classrooms, and gyms, you're spending more time breathing in the good and bad every day. It's time to focus on your home's health. Hi, I'm John Barron, owner of Barron Heating and Air Conditioning. And together with Carrier, a trusted brand and partner for over 45 years, our team is ready to upgrade your furnace or clean your air ducts. At Barron, it's just not about equipment. Our home performance experts look beyond the box. They'll assess the contaminants in your attic, walls, and crawl space, providing you with affordable solutions to make your home's health the best it can be. Call Barron today. Get a free air duct cleaning when you purchase a Carrier high-efficiency furnace and air cleaner. Special financing is available with payments as low as $50 a month. Turn to the experts, Barron and Carrier. Comfort, health, and energy efficiency is our passion and promise to you. Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
Last year, there was a victim of identity theft every 3 seconds, which means a criminal could be spending your money applying for a loan in your name, damaging your credit, or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Get LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock sees certain threats you could miss and alerts you if they find something that could be suspicious. Plus, if you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist dedicated to your case will work to fix it from start to finish. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can find out if your information is on the dark web. Get your free dark web scan at LifeLock.com/scan. Pick the plan that's right for you and save up to 25% off your first year with the promo code Prager. That's a free scan of LifeLock.com/scan and 25% off with the promo code Prager.
Finish up your summer with massive savings during the Kendall Labor Day sales event.
Going on the entire month at Kendall Ford of Marysville.
Shop a great inventory of F-Series trucks and Ford SUVs ready for a new season of fall adventures. Save over $8,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Fusion Hybrid SE. Get into a new 2020 Ford Mustang EcoBoost for just $26,983. Or get a Labor Day deal on a new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4.
And save over $10,000 off MSRP.
We're paying top dollar for any used vehicle, making now the best time to trade in and trade up to a new Ford. Stop by during the Kendall Labor Day sales event going on now, or get started at KendallFordOfMarysville.com. Kendall, let's start something great.
Stock number NC1937, NC2248, and NC2125. All financing on approved credit, all factor rebates subject to change. Price includes $150 dealership documentation fee, tax and license not included. Subject to fire sales, see dealer for details. Offer expires 9/30/2020.
Our lives and our community have changed, and we're here to hear you. KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464. 360-676-KGMI.
for joining us here on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. And if money's getting tight and you own your own home, you might be qualified for a reverse mortgage. Contact Brandy Braley today, 360-389-6361. Find out your options. Brandy Braley, your reverse mortgage specialist. And some comments drawing attention made by the U.S. Attorney General, Bill Barr, about, well, a number of topics, number of issues. And one that I wanted to bring up was him talking about the coronavirus, the COVID shutdown, and how that was brought about, and what, you know, the decision making process, I guess. And he compared the shutdown to slavery, and saying it was the greatest or maybe the worst. I don't remember his exact wording, but the worst infringement on civil rights since slavery. And you know, once again, these kinds of comparisons are pretty distasteful, for one thing. I think comparing anything to the institution of slavery is out of bounds. Attorney General Barr doesn't have any concept of what people experienced in slavery and that entire thing. It's like using the Holocaust, comparing things to the Holocaust. You know, anybody who didn't experience it has no right or reason to invoke it in any way, and other than in horror or in reverence to those excuse me, who suffered through it. But what he did say, at one point, is true. You know, he said that the doctors are not the overall authorities who can put in, you know, who can declare something like a societal shutdown, like what we experienced and to a degree still experience today, and that's true. He said it's up to the elected leaders in a democratic republic like ours to make those decisions. Well, yeah, and I would agree with that. But that's what we expect, is that our leaders then take counsel from experts like doctors in this case, or in another situation and involving the military leaders, people who have experience in that, in any kind of a situation, you look to, and that's what we expect, a president, a governor, a mayor, for that matter, to take counsel. You know, think about the scene from Ghostbusters, where the mayor of the city is trying to figure out, what do I do? I've got ghosts flying out of hot dog carts down, on Times Square. The sidewalks erupting with, but ghosts coming out from the netherworld. And how do I deal with this? So he calls in the Ghostbusters and he calls in the naysayers, and they go back and forth. He says, okay, we'll go with the Ghostbusters for now, but if you're wrong, I'll throw you in jail. So I don't know. It's like, that's what we expect of our leaders, is to take that counsel and then make the decision. I think that's what we've seen here in Washington State with Governor Inslee. And in other states as well, and it's where many have been frustrated with the president, and seem to be constantly at odds with his medical professionals. But it is what it is, and once again, we can make a decision on that in November. But what are your thoughts? That's the 360-676-5464 is our phone number. Let's go to our friend John in Ferndale. Hey, John.
Yeah, you just read my mind. I was going to call in about Barr, and you know, it seems to me that like if you go back, like I've heard one of the reasons that Thomas Jefferson built Monticello was to get away from the big cities because there was like a typhoid going around, or one of those waterborne, diseases. And we had the so-called Spanish flu. It was actually the Kansas swine flu. But And that was, you know, so it, and all these cities enacting different laws. And I just wonder, like, what, you know, why don't lawyers go dust off that? And I mean, this has been obviously cases were had and stuff. But one thing that you mentioned about the president and who he listens to, right? I loved how George Stephanopoulos nailed him down in that town hall where he said, "Well, George, lots of people don't like the mask. They don't think that they work." And you assume he's talking about some, like, a doctor from Hillsdale College or somebody who is on the other, the far right, who is going to back him up. And it's a waiter. He says a waiter told him. You know, so it's hard to take the president seriously when you hear what he says in private and then how he lies in public. And then he says he doesn't lie, but then he it's just has a hard time with the truth. And I just don't think he really knows what it is. You know, it's all been very murky for him. He's a flim-flam kind of salesman, you know, hyperbole. And really, what he says, how he feels, manifests in investors' confidence and stuff.
Well,
but when you deal with a deadly virus, it doesn't care what you feel or think or want.
Well, that's true. Absolutely. And ultimately, that's the thing, is who is... He is the one who will make the decisions, like George W. Bush so famously said, I'm the decider. But after listening to these experts who should know what they're talking about, have a good idea, and what we've heard, for instance, about the vaccines, thanks for your call, John, a vaccine that it, you know, like the head of the CDC said yesterday, it's not going to be ready for mass inoculations until maybe middle of next year, likely, you know, into the third quarter of 2021. The president took issue with that, but at the same time, that's basically been what the experts have been saying, even down at University of Washington, where they're putting these models together and talking about predicting the numbers of infections and potential deaths, and these are the numbers that are being followed by the federal government as well. And they're saying that this is not they won't announce the vaccination, and then the next day everybody is lining up and getting a shot and becoming immune to the illness. It's a long process, and in fact, the shot itself is going to take a couple of rounds, from what it sounds like. So. But like I said, I agree with the Attorney General that our elected leaders are those people who we look to make the ultimate decisions based on what they're hearing from people who are well in the know. But we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? 360-676-5464. It's KGMI Connects.
Do your expenses keep adding up? It may be time to consider a reverse mortgage that will let you stay in the home you love and live retirement your way. If you're 62 or older and own your home, call Brandy Braley at Neighborhood Mortgage. Brandy is a licensed mortgage advisor and can give you a free, no-obligation estimate to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you.
Go to Brandy Braley Mortgage. That's BRANDIBRALEY mortgage.com. This is not a commitment to lend. Brandy Braley, NMLS number 1562598. Neighborhood Mortgage, NMLS number 62776.
Imagine pursuing your college education at a fully accredited school with small class sizes, meaningful learning, and a vibrant campus community. That's exactly what Northwest Indian College has to offer, all for an affordable price tag and all just a short drive away. This is Barbara Lewis with Northwest Indian College. At NWIC, you'll find a supportive, student-centered environment where you can learn deeply and achieve your goals. Our main campus is here in the Lummi Nation, but we also have multiple full-service extended campuses across Western Washington. All of our coursework integrates Indigenous learning, and when it comes to learning, you have lots of unique options. Choose from 4 bachelor's degrees and 7 associates, including a direct transfer program that lets you transfer to 4-year colleges in Washington and beyond. Classes begin soon, so don't wait. Fall and winter quarters will be fully online, and our open door admissions policy means that all are welcome. Find your passion. Find your purpose. To learn more about Northwest Indian College and apply online, visit nwic.edu. That's nwic.edu.
You may have noticed that many of your friends and neighbors are driving new Subaru Outbacks, and you may be starting to wonder, why don't you have one? Stop by Dewey Griffin Subaru and check out the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback with features that include all-wheel drive, up to 33 miles per gallon fuel economy. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% on all 2020 Outbacks. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru-certified tire and service center in the county.
What are your ideas for making our world better? We want to hear them at 360-676-5464. 360-676-KGMI.
If you need help with your health insurance, contact Vibrant USA's certified health insurance agents. They'll help find the coverage you and your family need. Vibrant USA, they're online at vibrantusa.com. Let's go right back to the phones, and Dan in Linden joins us. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. What's on your mind today?
Somebody pointed out to me the other day, they pointed to a, I'm not sure if it's a CDC site, but it's a United States website that showed the cases of coronavirus in each state. Have you looked at some of those recently?
Like a state-to-state comparison?
Yeah, you can kind of hit on Washington. It tells you how many cases of COVID it's had.
I haven't seen it, but what?
Okay.
Uh huh.
Anyway, when you go to that website, start hitting on those states, you can see how many COVID cases they have in each state. But it's interesting. There is a section that says recovered. Washington, Oregon, and California have no recoveries from COVID on that map.
Now I'm seeing
the state of Texas has recovery on that map. People who recovered on that map. So. It's just interesting why, when you look at that map, it just shows we have the total number of COVID cases, no recoveries. It's kind of defeating if you think about it.
Well, I wonder, I think I might have found it. I see this data from CDC, WHO, ECDC. And I see what you're saying, but if I'm clicking around... And they don't. This particular one doesn't. Oh, it's like I'm Texas. They had 706,000 cases, over 590 recovered, 14,803 deaths. And you're right. I click on Washington. I get 84,810 confirmed cases, zero recovered, 2,113 deaths. I think, and I'm just. This is conjecture on my part because I just from what I've read. Is that, the numbers that the CDC reports they're compiled by the specific states, so maybe they're just reporting differently? Because I go down to Arizona, 211,000, over 211,000 cases, they report no recoveries.
It's just interesting. It makes you think it's not a recovering, no one's recovering. And it just shares a message that's defeating, and I think, could be better. We have a lot of people recovering from this.
Well, yeah, and most people do. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really, over time, the only ones that don't recover are the ones that have perished. And those that recover, some don't recover. They're going to have issues all their lives with health issues, lung capacity issues, and all kinds of things.
Right.
But it's just interesting. And what was proposed to me when I looked at this was that this is a political issue to get at Trump. And it's like, I'm not sure what it is, but it is interesting that we have no recoveries in the state of Washington.
But to be fair, I'm looking, I go to Florida and on the same map, and it's confirmed cases over 674,000, zero recovered, and then they list 13,000, over 13,000 deaths. So I suspect that that's what it is, just the difference in reporting from different states' health departments, and for whatever reason,
I tend to agree with you, Joe. I just think it's a glitch, but it's interesting how we can politicize glitches and issues like that.
Well, and you're right, and it's unfortunate that an issue like this is among those that get so heavily politicized, and it becomes that rather than How do we get through this and get past it? And there's so much at stake here. Not just people's health, but you know our economy and so many other aspects of our world. But well, thanks for your thoughts, Dan. I appreciate you pointing that out.
I appreciate your afternoon show, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. And we'll take a quick break and be back with more. We want to hear from you. 360-676-5464 here on KGMI Connects.
Are you on Medicare? Medicare's annual enrollment period for January effective dates is coming soon. This year, more than ever, you might want to review your Part D drug plans or Medicare Advantage plans to be sure you are maximizing your benefits and finding the plan that fits your needs best for 2021. Whether you're new to Medicare or have been on it for years, the agents at Vibrant USA are here to support you. Give us a call or find us on Facebook or at vibrantusa.com.
Do your expenses keep adding up? It may be time to consider a reverse mortgage that will let you stay in the home you love and live retirement your way. If you're 62 or older and own your home, call Brandy Braley at Neighborhood Mortgage. Brandy is a licensed mortgage advisor and can give you a free, no-obligation estimate to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you.
Go to BrandyBraleyMortgage.com. That's BrandyBraleyMortgage.com. This is not a commitment to lend. Brandy Braley, NMLS number 1562598. Neighborhood Mortgage, NMLS number 62776.
Airtech Heating and Hydro knows that fall weather can put a strain on your heating system. But you can always depend on the professional services and a job that Airtech Heating and Hydro stands behind. Whether you need maintenance or a new Lennox heat pump, gas furnace, or a ductless heating system, Airtech Heating and Hydro is here to help you through your options and rebates. Call Cliff or Jeff at 734-5010. That's 734-5010. Or online at airtechheat.net. And stay comfortable this winter.
We're experiencing challenging times. We at KGMI are working hard to keep you up to date with the very latest information. But we want to hear your thoughts, ideas, and feelings. Just call 800-747-5901 anytime. Brought to you in part by Northwest Propane. Now with three locations to serve you in Linden, Ferndale, and Mount Vernon. From your partners at KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
A lot of people are telling you what to do right now, but what do you think? Tell us. KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
As you venture out to explore this fall, do it in a Subaru Outback from Dewey Griffin and get 0% financing for up to 63 months on all 2020 Outbacks. Stop by for a solo test drive or buy completely online at DeweyGriffinSubaru.com. Let's go right back to the phones here on KGMI Connects. And Bill in Bellingham, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I don't quite understand the trying to destroy history by eliminating everything that says picket on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, uh-huh. It's part of history. And, you know, the next thing you know, they're going to eliminate picket fences.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, they took the name off the bridge. And for folks who aren't aware, you know, the picket bridge. Yeah, well, I don't know. That made sense to me because, you know, it's where the guy made a bridge in the first place, but he didn't make the bridge that's there now. And it just seemed kind of – but we have the picket house, and there's a building there.
Are they going to destroy that too? They're going to tear that down?
I don't think so. I, no.
Why not?
Well, because it has some historical significance.
So do these names everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Fort Bellingham, you know. Well, they're destroying history. What's stupid? It's just plain stupid.
Yeah, well, and I think it can go too far. I think there are some of these gestures and actions I think are warranted, but not all of them.
By what? Tell me why they're warned.
Well, I think having the name on the bridge, it didn't. It wasn't his bridge. It wasn't the bridge he put up.
That doesn't make any difference. Did it hurt the bridge?
No, but some took offense that he was a guy who fought for the Confederacy.
They're so far away from history, they don't know they're from a box of hot rocks.
Well, I think you have a point. And there was just the story about a little stretch of road up by Costco that had
another picket road.
And I don't,
you know,
I don't,
they're going to eliminate picket fences pretty soon.
Well, that's the thing. From what I read, they couldn't even establish that it was named for George Pickett.
And they
couldn't really figure out why it was named Pickett. And so
I'm going to buy a road and I'm going to name it Pickett.
Okay. All right, Bill. Give us a call when you do that. We'll come to the ceremony.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate your thoughts. All right. You take care. Well, and it's true. I mean, some of these efforts can go too far, and people can be overly sensitive. But with what many have experienced in our society, I shouldn't make too much light of people's experience and talking about Americans of color. They have had a whole different experience than white people here in this country, and I believe that we need to respect that. And it leads to these kinds of frictions, and it's going to happen. And just the fact that something happened doesn't mean that, talking about the Confederate statues and that sort of thing, to venerate these people who actively sought to break away from the United States, I don't understand that, and how they're heroes, and everybody's got a complicated history, and some of these folks, George Pickett, for that matter, he came here as a member of the U.S. Army, and loyally served the United States Army until the Confederacy broke off, and as I understand the story, he was from, I believe, Virginia. He was from one of the Confederate states and went back to fight for his home state and then fought for the Confederacy. That's the reason that so many want to remove the names of different buildings. There was one, and I don't know if it's related to George Pickett, but a building just down from the Watkin Middle School that says Pickett up on top, a brick building. So I don't know if that's related to George Pickett or not. It's in the vicinity of the Pickett House, which, as I understand, is like the oldest structure still on its original foundation here on the West Coast, I think, if I'm not mistaken on that little detail. But a complicated history we have, and we'll continue to weed through it as we continue into the future. What else can we do? And Bill will have another street named Pickett once Bill buys his stretch of road and slaps a name on it. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for your calls and your ideas. Once again, for the folks, the GoFundMes, you can find more information on our website, kgmi.com. Help Bria or the Snow Goose. And Tessa's in next with the afternoon news. Take care. Hope you have a great rest of your day.